Shalom Aleichem, everybody. All year round, and especially this time of year, we are all focused on tshuva, on repentance. The Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, tells us in the very beginning of Hilchos Tshuva that doing tshuva is a mitzvah min ha-Torah. By repenting, by doing tshuva, we perform a mitzvah midoraisa. And if that's the case, we have to ask the obvious question. Why don't we make a bracha? When we do tshuva, we make a bracha when we do other mitzvos. So why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of doing tshuva? Many poskim have asked this question and offered many beautiful answers. Three explanations come from Rav Aaron Levin. Rav Aaron Levin was murdered by the Nazis in 1941. He was the Rav of Sambor, and he later became the Rav of Reisha. He's called the Reisha Rav. Reisha is about 100 miles west of Krakow. He is the author of Hadrash V'Ha'iyun on the Chumash, and he offers three answers in his Sefer Birkas Aharon on Maseches Brachos. These answers are found in the fifth parak of Birkas Aharon, Simin Shin Ches. And each answer not only gives us insight into the halacha, but each answer teaches us also something unique about tshuva. Again, why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of tshuva? Number one, tshuva is a mitzvah haba'a be'aveira. It's a mitzvah that comes from, that stems from a sin. The only reason you're performing the mitzvah of tshuva is because you committed a sin beforehand. When we perform a mitzvah haba'a be'aveira, we don't make a bracha. That's why, for example, that even though there's a mitzvah to return an item that we stole from someone else, or there's a mitzvah to return money that we received when we lent money with interest, these are mitzvahs too. But we cannot make a bracha on returning a stolen object or money that we got from interest, because that is a mitzvah haba be'avera. And says the Birkas Aharon, the same is true about tshuva. If we didn't sin, we wouldn't need to do tshuva. We take tshuva so much for granted. We just assume that we can do tshuva and that's it. But we have to remember, this is a mitzvah that's born out of sin. We have to tread very, very carefully. The second answer that the Birkas Aharon gives as to why we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of tshuva is because the primary element of tshuva is balev. It's in our thought, it's in our mind, in our heart, in our intention, in our remorse for what we've done in the past, and in our resolve to never return to those sins again. When it comes to mitzvos, where the primary way in which these mitzvos are fulfilled is balev, we don't make a bracha. For example, we make a bracha on searching for chametz, that's an action. We make a bracha on destroying the chametz, that's an action, but we don't make a bracha on bitul chametz, nullifying chametz, because that's balev. And here too, says the Birkas Aharon, we fulfill the mitzvah of tshuva balev, and therefore we don't make a bracha. And this too reminds us of a valuable lesson in tshuva. We can pound our chests all day long in slichos and on Yom Kippur. We can dip in the mikvah. The men can wear a kittel, or whatever we want. We can fast. We can wear shoes that are not leather, etc., etc. But if tshuva does not come from the heart, from our minds, from our changed attitudes, and a resolute focus to improve our ways, then the main aspect of tshuva is forgotten, God forbid. And the third and final answer that the Reisha Rav, the Birkas Aharon, gives as to why we do not make a bracha on tshuva is because we never make a bracha on a mitzvah where we are not sure if it can be fulfilled. If I cannot be 100% sure that I can fulfill a mitzvah, I can't make a bracha. For example, I make a bracha before I put up a mezuzah or before I eat matzah, because the entire fulfillment of the mitzvah is dependent on me. I have the mezuzah, I have the matzah, etc. And once I make the bracha, all I need to do is put up the mezuzah or eat the matzah. It's up to me. But when I give tzedakah, for example, I'm not 100% sure that the poor person will accept my tzedakah. Or when I visit a person in the hospital, I can't be 100% sure they're going to be happy with my visit, that my visit would really help him or her. Therefore, we do not make a bracha on giving tzedakah or on bikur cholim. And this, says the Birkas Aharon, is true about tshuva as well. We have become so used to the concept of tshuva that we just kind of assume, I do tshuva and Hashem will forgive me. And this halacha tells us, who says? Who can be so sure? Who says that Hashem has to accept my tshuva? It's an incredible idea. We have to look at tshuva as a complete gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I cannot be 100% confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept my tshuva, and hence no bracha. Very, very sobering. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us the ability to do tshuva in a heartfelt, sincere way, and God willing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept our tshuva and will be entered, Emir Tz Hashem, into the Book of Life. Have an amazing day, and Shana Tova, everyone.